Michael, a little hand of applause. I think I shared with you earlier during prayer time, Kevin texted me and said that his mother evidently had fell or done something to her foot, and they're on their way to take her to the emergency room. So just really keep her in prayer. She's really a sweet lady. So hopefully everything will be okay. He said he could text me up tomorrow and let me know how she's doing. But let's keep that in prayer. All right, we're going to start a new series today that, in a lot of ways, I have preached on this many, many times. But I received an email here back probably 5 or 6 weeks ago, back during the summertime. And this lady said that, "I feel like I'm under attack of Satan more than I've ever been in my life." Now, a lot of you feel like that, don't you? I mean, we all know, folks, until Jesus comes again, Satan is alive and well on this earth. Anybody here feel like Satan's sort of coming at you a little bit? Well, that's right. He comes at me every day. Every day he comes at me. So she said, I really need to know, can I defeat him? How do I defeat him? Well, number one, of course you can defeat him. Now, many, many years ago, I used this line in a sermon, and I've been using it ever since. You hear me say this quite often. Satan has only as much power as what? You give him. Well, let me tell you something. We can give him a lot of power. Everybody with me so far? Say amen. Amen. Now, one of the first things that I am going to touch on, that this person in the course of this email sent me, and she said, "Satan is coming at me for all kinds, coming at me through work, coming at me through family, coming at me through my finances, coming at me through my health, coming at me from every direction, it seemed like, and I'm really trying to live for the Lord. I try to go to church every Sunday. I try to give my tithe every Sunday. I try to read my Bible every week. I try to pray every week. What am I doing wrong?" Well, sometimes it's not if you're doing anything wrong, because the more you try to live for Jesus, the more Satan's going to try to trip you up.
Amen.
I mean, everybody understands that, don't you? That's common sense. But the more that I do live for Jesus, you can and you will defeat Satan. I want to say that right up front. You can and you will, as long as you understand you have to walk with Jesus every day. Now, one of the first things that I'm going to deal with, as I preach this series, I'm going to tell you this. Satan has his version, Jesus has his way. Now, I want to do things the Jesus way, right? Amen. Everybody with me?
Amen.
I don't want to do it Satan's way. I want to do it the Jesus way. Does that sound right? Does that sound good, everybody? Say amen.
Amen.
All right? Well, let's put it up here on the screen. Now, I'm going to deal with a subject that all of us have to deal with. And it's called forgiveness. Now, Satan has his way. Now, that's a little dark, but can you see that? Satan has his way of dealing with the subject. Jesus has his way. Satan's way is, let me tell you how he deals with me. This is the best way I can use my own self as an illustration. Alright? When I look at it, when I deal with forgiveness Satan's way, here's the way I look at it. Well, they got it coming anyway. I don't care. Number two, they brought it on themselves. Satan's way. You make a big delay in it. You ever heard that? Alright? Well, that's Satan's way. Okay? That's the way it is. If you're mean to me, I'm mean to you. That's Satan's way. You understand that? You with me so far? That's how it works with me. You come hit me, I'm going to hit you back. You smack me, I'm going to smack you back. Okay? You cuss me, I cuss you. You lie to me, I lie to you. You know? Do unto me, I'm going to do it unto you before you can do it unto me. You understand that? That's what? That's Satan's way. I'm going to get you before you get me. That's Satan's way. That's the world's way. The world teaches that's how you survive. You know, you get them before they get you, because they are going to get you. They're going to come at you. Alright? But that's not the Jesus way. Everybody with me so far? Say amen.
Amen.
with the Jesus way. Alright, Brother Larry? Now Jesus is saying this, not me. Believe me, this is hard for me as well. Jesus says here, if you forgive men their trespasses, that's their sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Now Jesus is speaking here, not me. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours. Trespasses. Wow. You don't get much stronger than that, does it? Wow. Let me make sure I'm reading that right. If you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you don't, neither will your Father forgive you. Well, let's look at the Jesus way. By you, please. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every blessing of life. Father, watch over all that we do, all that we say. Father, may everything that we do bring glory to you. Father, as we look at this subject of forgiveness, Father, it's not easy. Lord knows it's not easy. Especially when it hurts. Especially when it's deep. But Father, you gave us a plan that we're going to have to learn to deal with it. How can we truly learn to forgive? Father, work with us through this life. Because Satan don't want us to forgive. Not at all. But Jesus has his way. If we're going to follow Jesus, we've got to do it his way. Give us the strength this hour to understand that. Can we really, truly do that? Learn to forgive. Father, again, we love you. We feel your spirit in this place. In Jesus, most precious and holy name, we pray. And everyone said it. And this email that I received from this, I emailed this person back. And I said, you know, are there any issues in your life, in your work, in your family, in your finances, anything that Satan is really attacking more than others? So I knew how to pray more specifically. That's what I was trying to get at. And she said, well, the most specific thing is, she said, many, many years ago, she said, I'm dealing with something. She said, I had a sister that really did something very bad to me. She said, it was 20 years ago, and she said, I've never yet forgiven my sister yet. She said, we haven't spoken in over 20 years. She said, this bothers me because my sister's now very sick. Basically, she's dying. I'd like to go see her, but I don't know how to do it after all these years. I sent an email to her back, and I said, number one, read this scripture. Gave her this scripture. I said, number two, don't wait very long. About 10 days later, I got another email. She went to see her sister. She said they both cried for 30 minutes over each other. And she said, you know what the most pitiful thing about the whole thing is? That we lost 20 years. Amen. And they lost 20 years because that's what Satan wanted them to do.
Amen.
Now, understand something. When people hurt you, I've been hurt all of my life. Church people hurt you. Family hurts you. People you work with hurt you. Everybody hurts you. But when Jesus said this, when he said this, if you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Do you remember what he said on the cross? Men put him up there. Sin put him up there. Nailed him to the cross. amount of pay on the ground, they're mocking him, laughing at him. You know, if you're the Son of God, why don't you come off that cross? Make fun of him on every level. You remember one of the things he said?
Forgive him.
He said, Father, forgive them. Man. Now, if Jesus, he knows what he's talking about. None of you have ever been hurt like Jesus. When someone hurts me, I have to really stop and think and take a deep breath. I was never, ever hurt like Jesus. I did not go to this and says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. Believe me, I need to be forgiven every day. You with me so far? Say amen. I need it every day. There's not a day goes by that I don't need forgiveness. Because I'm going to say something, I'm going to do something, and I'm going to need forgiveness for it. I promise you that. I do not want to be in this jeopardy. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you. Now, how does that work? What was Jesus trying to tell you? You have to understand, folks, the number one job that you and I have on this planet as Christian people is to be a witness.
Amen.
So far. You understand that? Say amen. Sweet Jesus. You have to be a witness. That's your number one job as a Christian on this planet. It's pretty hard for me to be a witness to somebody if I have so much hurt and hatred in my heart. Because if I don't care about, if I choose who I care about, that means I only care about certain people, whether they go to heaven or not. That's not the Jesus way. The Jesus way is we need to care about everybody. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's going to like you. Everybody's going to love you. Everybody's going to welcome you. But listen to me closely, because I'm going to say this a lot. I do not answer for anybody else except for who?
Me.
If you don't like me, that's your problem. It really is your problem. Now, I need to act like a Christian. I want you to like me. I want you to love me. I need you to like me. I need for you to love me. But I can't make you do that. There are some people today that can't stand my God. So I know that's hard for you to believe it. But there are. There are people that can't stand you. They wouldn't put you out if you was on fire. You know that, don't you? As a matter of fact, they'd sit back and, oh man, anybody got any gasoline? Let's just pour it on a little more. We all got those people. But when it comes down to it, the only person I'm going to answer for when I need Jesus is me. I'm not going to answer for the people that hate me. That's their problem. But let me say this to you. If anybody on this planet ever comes up to me and asks me to forgive them, I will do that. Because if I don't, I am in real jeopardy when I meet my Savior. Because he has forgiven me of every sin I've ever committed. Jesus has forgiven me. Now, if I can't learn to forgive, I got a real issue, and I got a real problem. And Jesus says, when you meet me one day face to face, you're going to have a problem with me. I don't want any problems with Jesus. I need Jesus. I don't want a problem with Jesus. Okay? I don't want him mad at me. I need him every day. Every day, I need him. Without him, I have an absolute miserable day. I need Jesus. I need him to forgive me every day. Now, this is a work in progress. It really is. Because I have to learn to let go of some things to forgive somebody. Number one, I have to learn to let go of anger. And believe me, the hardest thing on this planet to let go of is anger. Especially when it's justified. Because believe me, sometimes when I'm mad, I feel like I'm justified. What they said to me, what they called me, what they did to me, how they stabbed me in the back. How they owe me money, won't pay me back. And then I also have to deal with this. I don't care what you say to me, leave my family alone. Someone comes to my kids, someone comes to my wife. Believe me, I'm this way of my church family. Amen. Call me whenever you want to, leave my church family alone.
Amen.
But I've got to learn to forgive that too. someone comes to destroy this person, they're going to have to come through me first. But no matter if someone hurts this one here, I've got to learn somehow or another to work through that. Same way with how both of them feel about me. Because if someone hurts me, it hurts these two here. Hurts that young man in North Carolina. Same way with you. Someone hurts your family, it hurts you, don't it? I mean, you really want to get at you? You're going to attack one of these adults, children around here. Now, you know the old saying, I may kill my kids, but everybody else better leave them alone. Okay? And I understand that. I really do. But you need to feel that way about Satan, because Satan's coming after your kids. It really is. He wants your kids. I don't care whether this size or this size. He wants them. Let me tell you something. The best thing that you can do for somebody is to pray for them. Here's how I learned over time to forgive somebody is to pray for them. Listen to this very close. This is some of the best advice you ever going to get anywhere. The first step to forgiving somebody is to learn to pray for them. If you can't pray for them, you got a problem. Over time, you might be surprised how you will begin in your heart after you've learned to pray for somebody. Because what's going to happen? When I pray for somebody, God's going to be talking to me, and he's going to start working with me, working with my heart, working with my guilt, working with my anxieties, working with my emotions. Because emotions get involved in this thing. And we're going to talk about emotions through the next couple of weeks. Every person in this auditorium is emotional. You know that? You really are. I'm going to talk about buttons in this series. All of you got buttons, don't you? You know what I mean by buttons? I got buttons. You push the button, then the party's on. Okay? Now, here's the deal. Satan likes for your button to be about this big. That means no matter what, your button's going to get hit. Because that's just the kind of person you are. You walk around with a bunch of anger. You walk around with a bunch of stuff, so your button's about this big. When you begin to walk with Jesus, your button gets smaller. And smaller. And once your butt begins to get smaller, you begin to understand it. It takes a lot more to hurt you. You know, it used to be that it took very little to really hurt me. When I first got into ministry and I found out somebody didn't like the way I preached, I was crushed for a week. I couldn't, because this was a sweet little old lady, and I overheard her say, you know, man, he just preaches too long. He needs to shut up. But she didn't say that to me, but my husband said it to me. I didn't sleep for a week. I'm 56 years old. I could care less than that. Now, I'm just really being honest with you sometimes. If I won't preach 2 hours, I'll preach 2 hours. But, and I don't mean to be facetious. I'm just saying, there comes a time where, you know, you have to love when people say it go off your back. Let it go off your back. Because that's what Satan wants. He wants your button so big that anybody can hit it. If you're married, your spouse is going to hit that button. Oh, my man, have mercy. When we first got married, Monica had a button as big as this room. It wasn't that big. Okay, but it was this big. Over time, after 35 years, how many times do you think I've hit that button? Rub that button. Oh, I've been all over that button. After a while, and tomorrow we'll be married 35 years. I figure if Larry and Maxine can do it, we can do it. I mean, I'm not because Larry's got some buttons, don't you, Maxine?
I got 2 or 3 buttons.
And I also have to really sometimes. The best way to get along is to have a sense of humor. I've learned to survive in life with a little bit of sense of humor. Even when somebody comes to me, angry or whatever, I try to really. Here's the deal. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about how people react. Satan is into you reacting, not into you acting. Jesus wants you to act like you have some sense. Satan wants you to react. And when someone comes at you,
you've got it.
Believe me, I know. I know what it is to react. When you react, you also get on their level. And once Satan gets both of you on his level, it's real time. Folks, we're not going to let Satan win, because Satan doesn't have it. You only give him as much power as you allow him to have. I promise. If you learn to study God's word, you'll be surprised how your anger level goes down. If you pray every day and just ask the Lord to help you with that, you'll be surprised how things calm down. It might get smaller. And then when you come to church, you praise the Lord. But you know, we go to church to be very perfect people. There's nobody in this congregation perfect. There's nobody that's going to church across this globe. Between 11 and 12 o'clock right now, Eastern Standard Time, there's probably millions of people in church right now across this globe. And they don't want to be in that church perfect. I don't care what denomination it is, I don't care what it is. If you're looking for perfect people or perfect church, you can drive all over this country and you'll find it. It's right there. What you need to find is people who are loving, not perfect. I used to say every morning when I got up, Lord, just help me to be forgiven. Because I'm going to need forgiveness for this day so bad. I'm going to need it for this day so with. I'm going to need for somebody to forgive me, and I'm going to need Jesus to forgive me for this day so bad. Because I'm not perfect. I'm a human being. I'd like to be. I can't be. But here's what I want to be. I want my buttons to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Because as my buttons get smaller, Satan can't get them. Because Satan hits you right there every time you get a chance. Now I'm going to close with this, but I'm going to use this illustration a lot over the next several weeks. Satan cannot get to you as long as you put Jesus in front of you and you're following him. You understand that? It's a really illustration of this. As long as I'm following in the footsteps of Jesus, he's leading my life and he's leading the way. Satan comes at me, he's got to go through Jesus first. I promise you, Jesus is no match for Jesus. Satan. Well, but in the psychology world, Jesus is no match for Jesus, too. Just think about that a minute. But Satan is no match for Jesus. I promise you that. He's not. He can run over me. He can stomp me. He can slap me around. He can bruise me up, and he can hurt me, because I'm no match for Satan. I'm just going to tell you right now. But buddy, when Jesus is in front of me, and I'm following him, Satan will never get to me. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? As we look in this series, how does Satan work? He tries to tear you down and tear you apart. But I promise you, he won't win unless you let him. He won't win unless you let him. Stand with me. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for forgiveness today. I thank you, Father, for forgiving me. Lord knows I need it. I need it every day. Father, bless this congregation and this church. Father, I bound Satan and his spirit and his work away from this place in the name of Jesus. That there's nothing but grace and love and mercy in this place. Father, if there be one here who needs a quiet time at this altar or needs to come and let me pray with them, Father, I invite them to do so. If there's anybody here today that's lost, that needs Jesus, this is your day. because you're not promised tomorrow. This is your day, this is your time. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this moment. We thank you. In Jesus' name. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, would you come with a name?